It is my pleasure to welcome you here this evening and to thank you all for your attendance. There are a number of people that I'd like to acknowledge here this evening. I'm going to read those out to you, but also if there's anyone who I do miss, I sincerely apologise. I'd like to welcome former mayors and councillors, including Carl Marsich, Lee Hardinge, Merity Hardinge is an apology, Councillor Daryl Warren Ford from Bulloak Shire, former Citizens of the Year, including Jeff Mitchell-Moore and Leslie Old, and Sharon Walsh, and Joe Attard. Joy Martin from the Hobsons Bay Friendship Society, Hayden Raysmith from the Hobsons Bay Community Fund, Peter Sammet, from the CEO from the West Gate Tunnel Authority, and also Diana Rice. I'd now like to ask everyone to be upstanding while I read to you the pledge for Hobsons Bay City Council. The Council of Hobsons Bay recognises that it is privileged to serve the community enriched by diversity. It respects and values our community's backgrounds, customs and beliefs, and declares that we will always act impartially and to the best of its skill and judgment. Through its deliberations and conduct, the Council upholds the Council values and delivers outcomes that enhance the City of Hobsons Bay. If you could also remain upstanding while I read to you the acknowledgement of traditional owners. We acknowledge that we are gathered on the traditional land of the Kulin Nation. We recognise the First Peoples' relationship to this land and offer our respect to their elders past and present. Please be seated. I'd like to also make you aware that this evening's meeting will be recorded as a podcast and will be made available on the Council website on Monday. In addition, this meeting will also be webcast live via the internet to enhance public access to the deliberations of Council. I'd like to now declare the meeting open and call if there's any apologies from any councillors.
No apologies, Mr. CEO.
Thank you. There not being, we'll move to the third item on tonight's agenda, which is the mayoral focus and end-of-term report of the outgoing mayor. I'd like to call on a mover, and I'll assume Councillor Angelo Altair may move.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm pleased to move that the Council note the mayoral focus end-of-term report that's tabled this evening.
Thank you, Councillor. Is there a seconder?
Mr. CEO, I'm very pleased to second that motion.
Thank you, Councillor Griffin. Councillor Altair, would you like to speak to that?
I would certainly like to do that, and I'm sure everyone noticed that I've been banished to the back bench, but I'm pleased to be prettier than Tony Abbott. Well, it's lovely to see my former colleagues here tonight among a very distinguished company. I'm very proud that it falls to me to kick off tonight's proceedings. So, officially, and for the first time, welcome to live streaming in Hobsons Bay. A shout out to my fellow citizens who are hopefully watching in their thousands. I tell you what, when the word gets out, they will start watching the meetings, I'm sure. So it's great that we've broken a bit from tradition and indulge me as the retiring mayor to be able to table my end of mayoral term report as part of tonight's statutory meeting. And I've noticed with some delight, Mr. Chairman, that our current Citizen of the Year and his lovely wife have joined us this evening, and Mr. Andy Griffith. So please, we've got to find some seats for them. It's absolutely chuffed that you've made it tonight. Wow. Ooh, I'm overwhelmed. Probably straight off a plane too, Andy, I reckon. Well, I've got to say it's been the most fulfilling and rewarding 12 months. As the pictures behind the chair shows, It's been full of richness, diversity, and sheer beauty of Hobson's Bay. It certainly gives you a rare insight into what makes our city tick being mayor. I was very proud to put on the robes for the third time. I was able to visit everything from ballet centres to futuristic corporate headquarters to the most beautiful wetlands of world renown. You learn of the army of heroes, our volunteers, some of them who have joined us tonight, who are the backbone of this great city. It's been a year of absolute highlights for me, and I might say four things stand out in a year of highlights where I focused my mayoral activities on heritage, promoting the natural environment, celebrating women, young people, our many volunteers, building on friendships, improving communication, and identifying more innovative ways to engage with the community. And can I say my absolute passion, which is art and culture, which was also, I was able to have the privilege of launching our biannual art and industry festival, which is coming up, and it's just going to do us so proud. So in a year of highlights, four things, particular standouts, and that was the mayoral walks that I said that I would do, and thank you to those councillors who joined me, it's so wonderful, including Corroy Creek, Newport Lakes and Truganina wetlands, and I realised once again how well endowed, richly endowed we are with natural beauty in Hobson's Bay. It's very fragile and it falls upon all of us to make sure that we protect it for future generations. The recognition of the volunteers, these quiet achievers who are the backbone of our city. Another highlight was building and maintaining our sister city alliances, and it's great that Councillor Warren's here tonight. I can't see you. Where are you? Yay! Welcome! Welcome home!
Thank you, Councillor Milton.
So, among our alliances, of course, are the wonderful Bulloak Shire, but also our alliance with the Indigenous community in Yarrabah. We're so very proud to have that connection. And then the long-standing 30-year relationship with ANJO in Japan. And of course, it was an undoubted highlight for me to lead the 17-member delegation to Japan. And of course, we heard that Joy Martin's here tonight. She joined us, speaking of great generous people, our members of the Hobson's Bay International Friendship Association do us proud. It was a real highlight, and to help welcome the delegation from the JAM from Japan in October was of course another one. And what a great bunch of generous citizens we have with the host families. They are the best kind of ambassadors for Australia and Hobson's Bay. I wanted to bring the council closer to the community. The scores of applicants to the portfolio committees shows there's a real appetite out there to get more involved with council affairs. I am so proud that we've set up the portfolio advisory groups, and I'm very confident they're going to help us make a real difference and an improvement in the way the council makes decisions and develops new policies and involving the community so much more. The naming of the Town Hall and Library Forecourt at Williamstown in honour of Ada Cambridge was something dear to my heart. I've wanted to raise the profile of this brilliant novelist and pioneer Williamstowner, and at the same time bring greater focus on some of the significant female historical figures who've helped to make Hobson's Bay great. And finally, I am so very proud we are broadcasting meetings live and kicking that off tonight. That was another pledge I made at the start of my term, to improve our communications to our residents and to make our meetings more accessible. I'm very excited about this step as it opens the door to even more visibility, openness and accountability in Hobson's Bay. So in closing, I do want to thank my fellow councillors and particularly, the ex-deputy, for helping me to have a most wonderful and fulfilling and productive year in the service of our community, of course. And I do need to have a shout out to my probably long-suffering mayoral, well, ex-mayoral spouse. You're nothing like me now, you're just a feather duster. Thank you so much for your continuing support, Ronnie, over the last 20 years. And please indulge me, because this is going out live, possibly all the way to Denmark. So to my son in Copenhagen, and my beautiful daughter-in-law, Emily, and little Iggy, I love you. Hopefully I'll see you on Monday. Vaya con Dios. And to all my children and all my friends who are up the back, they snuck in there. I didn't know you were coming tonight. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Altair. Councillor Briffer, a second, would you like to speak?
Yes, I'll try and make it brief, but thank you, Madam Mayor. Sorry, I called you Madam Mayor. Councillor Altair, it has been an absolute pleasure serving as your deputy over the last 12 months. It has been a very enjoyable 12 months, very fruitful one. You've certainly been out there in the community working very hard and getting out there, meeting lots of different community groups, you know, bringing the council out to the community, because we are, as everyone knows, representatives of the community. It has been a very successful term. I look at all the different things that you've done. I particularly appreciate the way that you work with all councillors. You're very open-minded and communicative with all councillors. We work very collegiately, so in that respect, I'd like to actually acknowledge all of my councillor colleagues, as well as you, Madam Mayor. I look forward to the next 12 months and working with you for the next 2 years or however long, but certainly it's been a wonderful mayoralty. Thank you very much, Councillor Altair, and I've enjoyed working with you and, well, seeing you as mayor previous times, but it's just a delight, and I'm really glad that, you know, we're beyond councillor colleagues, but we're also friends. So thank you, and thank you for your service to our community.
Thank you, Councillor Briffer. Is there any other councillors who'd like to speak?
Yes. In a word, yes. Certainly, I'd just like to echo the sentiments and congratulate Councillor Altair for a very full and rewarding, from a council perspective as well, to participate in some of your activities and see them come to fruition. That spotlight that you've actually put on many of the important things that the council does and giving, accentuating that positive element about all that we do and giving it your very special, the word that I have, the indomitable spirit of Councillor Altair that you brought to another mayoral term, I think has been wonderful, and I commend you, and I've enjoyed working with you heartily. So thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd also like to congratulate Councillor Altair on a wonderful year as Mayor. It has been a fantastic year. I'd like to commend you on your mayoral program. Many of the initiatives that were delivered across the year not only aligned with the council plan, but they're also there were items in that were close to my heart, and I recognise that they're also, I think, topics and areas of interest close to all of your colleagues' hearts as well, and that really enabled everyone to get involved and to back you with the initiatives that you've given profile and highlighted across the community. I also think we've had a wonderful year of, there's been a level of assurance and steadiness that has brought comfort for me, that with you at the helm and your, many years of experience on council has been fantastic. And as noted by ex-Deputy Mayor, Councillor Briffer, the level of inclusion that you've enabled across all of your colleagues has just been fantastic. And so congratulate you once again.
Thank you. Councillor Briffer.
Thank you. The three times mayor, what more can you say? Congratulations, Angela, on another fantastic year. You're a great leader, a great ambassador for our city. Year after year, you continue to earn the respect of our ratepayers. Angela, you've done Hobsons Bay proud yet again.
Councillor Mosman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I've always enjoyed listening to your speeches. You're a very cultured woman, Councillor Altair, and you always manage to include a few nuggets of Hobson's Bay's history into everything you, you say, which I find very entertaining and evidence of a cultured mind. You had a brilliant 15th year of your Williamstown Literary Festival, and I congratulate you on that. It was my first time attending, and I really enjoyed it. So you're an impressive person, and you made an excellent leader for the council, and I'm very grateful. Thank you.
Yes, thanks, Mr. Chairman. I too would like to acknowledge my long-time colleague. We've been in there for 19 years or more. She has had a very distinguished career, and I think you're about the first one who's actually done 3 years as mayor. I'll be wrong on that, but full 3 years, yeah. But I think when we voted for Angela 12 months ago, I think one of the important things that we were faced with was that we had to appoint a new CEO, and she led that process honourably, and we now have an excellent CEO to replace the former CEO. So that was really a major thing as well, and you know, leadership is important when you don't go through that as well. But also, she has, I think in some respects with some of the things in her mayoral program, has brought the council back to the people. So with your some of the things you've said with your mayoral walks and so forth, in that program, they were very, I thought, brought the council back down to the people. So congratulations.
Thank you, councillors. So I'd now like to put the motion to the vote, that being that council note the mayoral focus end of term report for Councillor Angela Altair. All those in favour? Carried. So moving on to item number four on tonight's agenda, that being the election of the mayor. So now, as Chief Executive Officer and Chairperson of this meeting, I'd like to invite nominations for the Office of Mayor for 2018-19. Also to note that the procedure for the election of Mayor will follow Section 90 of the Local Government Act 1989 and Clauses 12, 13 and 14 of the Meeting Procedure and Common Seal Local Law for 2015. Councillors, I'd like to now call for nominations for the Office of Mayor for 2018-19.
I would like to nominate Councillor Jonathan Marsden.
Thank you, Councillor Greg. So that's Councillor Marsden nominated by Councillor Greg for the Office of Mayor for 2018-19. Thank you for that. Is there anyone else who would like to nominate for the position of mayor? So there not being any, I'd like to officially acknowledge that Councillor Marsden will be the mayor for Hobsons Bay City Council. So congratulations, Councillor Marsden. And for members of the gallery, we'll now go through the process of installing the mayor with the mayoral robe and the mayoral jewel.
Smile, please.
Shorter on me.
So, councillors, with the congratulations to Councillor Marsden, I'd like to now call on the councillors if they'd like to offer any words of congratulations formally to our new mayor.
I'm very happy to. Congratulations, Mr. Mayor. that was a non-gender specific Mr. Mayor. congratulations on becoming mayor. I know that you are going to be a great leader of this council and of the councillor team. You work extremely well with everybody on the team, and you've certainly earned our respect. I had didn't know you 2 years ago, but I soon found that you know you're a very decent, very hard-working, very capable person who I can work with. You're very open. You don't hesitate in picking up the phone and calling to discuss issues when they arise. I love, and I often say, that it's okay to disagree, but don't be disagreeable about the way that you disagree. And indeed, you are never disagreeable about the way that we might disagree on something. It's always very respectful, always very cordial, or always very insightful, and I appreciate that, because even if you don't necessarily agree with someone, you can understand why they might have a different point of view. Not that that's happened very often, but I really very much appreciate that. I think all the councils, and they speak for themselves, but as a team, we will work very well with you as mayor, and I very much look forward to the year ahead. So congratulations, Jonathan, Mr. Mayor, and I very much look forward to the next 12 months, and pledge in front of everybody here, and on the web now, that I will very much support you as councillor, and if you ever need any assistance, please do not hesitate to let me know. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Ripper. Is there any other councillors that would like to speak? Councillor Altair.
I'll be brief. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, retiring chair now, because I know that our newly elected mayor will be taking the chair. So, heartiest and warmest congratulations, Councillor Marsden. I can only echo what Councillor Ripper said. You've been a terrific councillor and learned very quickly. And I must say, one of the things I must commend you on, you were attended a lot of meetings. You're always there. You're often always there at the citizenship ceremonies. So, and I know you've got a young family, and to be so diligent is a testament to your dedication as a councillor. I know you're going to have a wonderful year, and of course I pledge my full support, and it's nice that your beautiful wife and your daughter are here, but also your extended family, including your mum and dad, so it's a very nice moment for you, and my warmest congratulations.
Thank you, Councillor Altair. Is there any other councillors that would like to say any words?
I would, Mr. CEO. The past 2 years of getting to know Councillor Marsden as a councillor and seeing his diligence and commitment to his role to the fullest extent that a councillor can, I think has put him in a really good stead to be a very active and engaged. I know that he's just going to be a tremendous mayor for the city. The shared values, I've seen those come through very strongly in terms of the way that you apply yourself. And it is a steep learning curve when you become a councillor, and I think you've taken it all in your stride, as all councillors do. It's a steep learning curve for all of us, and the mayoral position is a great opportunity to extend that level of learning and to intensely understand the needs of the community and to respond on behalf of us all. And so I give you my heartfelt congratulations, and I look forward to the 12 months ahead. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Gates.
Thank you, Mr Chair. I'd also like to congratulate Mayor Marsden on your appointment this evening. You have demonstrated over the last 2 years that you're already well invested in community issues and that you've spent plenty of hours at the coalface and understanding what's important to people not only in Strand Ward but all across the municipality. You've also have a proven track record for putting in the hours, as has been noted by Councillor Wilson, and also for being a very strong advocate, not only for Hobsons Bay, but for the Western region. And I think that's going to be a huge strength for you as a person and also for this council. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait to see what you do with that over the next 12 months. Mm-hmm. Councillor Altair made reference to citizenship ceremonies and your strong attendance at those. And something that I think you will find going forward as a new component of attending those citizenship ceremonies as the mayor, it's one of the most special privileges to be able to appoint citizenship to new members of the community. And I think my colleagues here who have had that privilege in the past would agree that it's probably one of the single most things that you hold dear to your heart. Mm-hmm. So congratulations once again, and really look forward to working with you and supporting you over the next 12 months.
Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Betts. Any other councillors? Councillor Hill.
Thank you, Mr Chairman. I also would like to acknowledge Councillor Marsden's step up to the throne, and he has proven himself over the last couple of years that he's at that level where he could lead us, and I'm very privileged. I think we're all very privileged to have somebody of his character to stand up and to do that. Also, I'd like to acknowledge the new mayoress over there, and you've got a busy year as well supporting your husband, and you'll really enjoy it, and just have to find somebody at times to look after the mayorette. But I'm sure you'll enjoy it just as much as Councillor Marsden does, and I heartily congratulate both of you for the year ahead.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Jonathan. Mate. You are the mayor. Well done. It brings great pleasure to support you. Personally, a lot of people would have heard of the saying that there's no friends in politics. However, it's actually really hard not to be friends with Jonathan. He's admirable, humble, hardworking, modest family man, whom I'm sure will do Hobsons Bay proud. Congrats, mate.
Thank you, councillors. I'd now like to invite our new mayor, Councillor Jonathan Marsden, to take the chair for the balance of tonight's meeting.
Well done.
Good evening, everybody. I'd like to start by acknowledging that we're meeting tonight on the land of the traditional owners of Hobsons Bay, the land and the waters of Hobsons Bay, and to recognise that their continuous existence here for over 2,000 generations, living, working, playing, is unbroken, and that the land and sovereignty was never ceded. I'd like to acknowledge that our visitors from our sister shire of Bullock, Councillor Darrell Warren, it's good to see you here, thank you for coming down, Deputy Mayor of Bullock. I'd also like to acknowledge previous mayors of Hobsons Bay, including Lee Hardage, welcome. Carl Marsich, former mayor. Joan Radford, who was the lady mayoress, married to Tom Radford, a mayor of Williamstown. It's nice to see you here. And Simon West, who also was mayor of Williamstown. Welcome, and thank you for coming along. The Citizens of the Year, Jeff Mitchell-Moore, Chevalier Joe Attard, Knight of Malta, Sharon Walsh and Leslie Ault. And Andy Griffiths, of course. Yeah, welcome. I'd like to acknowledge my CEO of Hobsons Bay City Council, Mr. Aaron Van Egmond, and the directors, Tony Rose, who is an acting director of the Sustainable Development, Roger Verway, who is acting director of Corporate Services, Sanjay Manivasagasafam, who is director of Infrastructure and City Services, and to acknowledge Mr. Peter Hunt's contribution, who's not here tonight, as a director as well. I'd like to welcome all visitors to our city. If you've come from far afield, as some of my family have, then you're very welcome here in our city. I'd like to say hello, as did the previous mayor, to the people watching online. This is the first broadcast, of course, including my fellow members of the Greens, and I'd like to thank you for your friendship and support. My brother Michael Marsden and his wife Tina, who are watching from Hong Kong, with my nephews Haku and Poa. To everyone watching online, let us know what you think of the live stream by posting on social media with the hashtag Hobsons Bay, no apostrophe. My family is here tonight. My mum, Heather Marsden, my dad, John Marsden, thank you for coming down. My sister Sal, my nephew Banjo, and my niece Charlie. My darling Sylvia Colonetti, and my baby daughter Freya. The role of mayor is not a reward or a prize. It is an invitation to fully participate in the life of the city and in the governance of the council. It is an invitation from my council that I gladly accept. And I'd like to introduce my fellow councillors to you and reacquaint you with them if you already know them. And from left to right, Councillor Sandra Wilson, who represents Cherry Lake Ward and is in a second term of council, and outside of council is also a director of the Western Region Football League. Councillor Michael Greck, who is also involved in sports. He coaches at the Altona Sports Centre basketball a couple of times a week and supports his wife Kat in training at the Laverton Magpies. Councillor Tony Griffith, the outgoing deputy mayor. A very experienced councillor, a very forthright and honest person who is famous for their advocacy of non-binary and intersex issues, and is known throughout Australia and the world as the first intersex mayor of Australia and the world. I'll introduce myself briefly. I grew up in Williamstown and now live there again. And this is my first term of council, just like my colleague, Councillor Greck. I represent Strand Ward with my colleague, Peter Hempel, who has also close to 20 years experience in representing the council and is a great source of advice and encouragement, as is the outgoing Mayor Emeritus, Councillor Angela Altair. And you should be congratulated for your third year in the chair, because you made it into something wonderful. You have a very deft touch. You're lovely to listen to, and your public speeches, as I said, are always entertaining because of their literary and historical bent. Councillor Colleen Gates, with whom I've sat next to for these past two years, and cribbed from her notes, and she's guided me through the complexities of meeting procedure and the like. And Colleen Gates also represents Wetlands Ward along with Councillor Michael Greck, and is well known in the waste and resource recovery industry, particularly as chair of the Metropolitan Waste and Resource Recovery Group and an advisor to the Minister. So, as you can see, the community has voted for an excellent team to represent them. I'm proud of my council and I'm grateful for the support of my fellow councillors. We now begin a new mayoral term, which holds much promise, and while the future is not ours to see, we do know that the rate of change that we are now accustomed to will only accelerate. This means that we as a community and as a council will have to discover new ways of adapting to rapidly changing expectations and circumstances. We will need to build resilience, above all, to make our community thrive in the face of climate change and rapid technological innovation. The work has already begun, and we have made much significant progress on adapting to the imminent reality of sea level rise, damaging storm surges, and the associated risk of flooding and higher summertime temperatures. I'll elaborate more on the challenges during the December meeting after consulting with my colleagues when I intend to present my mayoral program to the council for their endorsement. As a councillor group, we're charged with a number of responsibilities under the Local Government Act, including responsibility for the council budget. We have excellent arrangements in place to ensure probity and good governance, but we must always remain vigilant. We can't delegate the responsibility of the financial management of the council to any officer or any individual, and must take responsibility for the financial health of the council. Our fellow citizens in Hobsons Bay have entrusted us with the responsibility of developing a budget that will meet the needs of our residents and ratepayers and fulfil the vision of our guiding documents, the Hobsons Bay 2030 and the Council Plan, both of which were crafted with extensive consultation with the community. So this is our task for the next 12 months. I'm confident that we can deliver, because I am confident in my council team, in my CEO and his team, and in the many talented and dedicated people who make up the community of Hobsons Bay. Thank you all very much. We move now to item 6 on the agenda, which is the appointment of the Deputy Mayor. The council may appoint a deputy mayor to assist the mayor with official duties. The position of deputy mayor is not a statutory position under the Local Government Act 1989, and no additional allowance is payable. Councillors, are there any questions?
Happy to move.
Second.
Thank you. In that case, would you like to speak to the motion? No? Okay. Are there any other speakers?
Oh, I'll speak as the seconder. Thank you, Mayor Marsden. And just to say that, as you've noted, there, it's not a statutory position under the Local Government Act, but occasionally, I do hold true to tradition, Councillor Altair, and this has been a tradition of this council that we have appointed a deputy mayor, and I fully support that we continue with that process.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Thank you. Are there any other speakers? Would you like to say anything else as a mover? Okay. In which case, I'd like to put the motion to the vote and ask for all those in favour? In which case it's carried unanimously. And now to elect a deputy mayor. If council resolves to appoint a deputy mayor, nominations will be sought, and we have done so. Okay, so I will now call for nominations for the deputy mayor for 2018-2019.
I would like to nominate Councillor Greg for Deputy Mayor.
Terrific. Thank you. Are there any other nominations for the position of Deputy Mayor? There being no other, I declare that Councillor Michael Greek is duly elected as Deputy Mayor of the Hobsons Bay City Council. Congratulations.
Councillors, for your vote of support, it truly means a lot to me, especially coming from the calibre of people that are up here, the experience that they have. It's second to none. Like, some people have been here for 20 plus years. It's remarkable, to be honest, to keep doing this for the community. I look forward to the opportunity to work with my friend Councillor, or Mayor, Jonathan Marston. I'd like to thank my wife, Catherine, who was in the crowd. She's probably out there with our little one, Hazel. She's a remarkable woman, and as always, full of encouragement. I'd like to thank my mum, who's in the crowd, for being a resident, to be honest, of Hobsons Bay. She's been here for 60 years, and it's been a great place to live, and thank you for all the support that you've given us. My son, Clark, family and friends, they're in the crowd. They actually fill up close to a quarter of it if I look over there. Lastly, I'd like to thank you, the community. We're here, all of us, because of you, and we're here for you. Thank you.
Terrific. Congratulations, Councillor Gregg, Deputy Mayor. We have one more item of business before we close the meeting, and that is the administrative, which is to say that Council may provide a vehicle or pay an allowance as detailed in the recommendation as printed in item 8. So I'll ask for any questions from the councillors.
No questions, Mr. Mayor, but I'm happy to move that Council may provide a vehicle or pay an allowance as detailed in the recommendations.
Happy to second that.
Terrific. Thank you. In that case, would you like to speak to the motion?
Very, very briefly, Mayor Marsden, I love the alliteration. Can I just congratulate Councillor Gregg as well? And I'm quite personally delighted the Maltese connection continues. Yes, I think it's a regular thing that we do provide the Mayor, for obvious reasons, with the ability to use a vehicle and use, you know, obviously claim the associated costs, considering how much you need a vehicle. Though I know in your case, Mr. Mayor, that where possible you'll be using the bike as a preference. So I look forward to that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Are there any other speakers to the motion? The seconder? No. Anyone against the motion? In which case, would you like to close the debate?
I'm happy for it to go to the vote. Yeah.
Certainly. In which case, I'll put the motion to the vote. All those in favour? It's carried unanimously. Thank you. The final item is item 9, and this concludes the business on the agenda. I will close the meeting at 7:51. Councillors will now proceed to the Councillor's office for official photographs with their families. And we'll join you shortly for the civic reception in meeting rooms 3 and 4. We'll have a cup of tea and a chinwag, and I hope to catch up with you there. Thank you.